What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And I'm really interested in people's reactions to what is going on in Ukraine, because I have to tell you, the hairs are up on the back of my neck. And it does feel like a major, major confrontation is going to happen there. And that we could be looking at the beginning of a true global war. Getting on back to the news while we're waiting for some phone calls, a story coming out of the Gateway Pundit, New Mexico State University professor and attorney David K. Clements was the final presenter at Regent University's Election Integrity Conference back on the 23rd. And he addressed the legal questions and issues surrounding the 2020 presidential election. And during his presentation, he asked a cogent question. Where was the FBI? Where were the courts? Where was the legislature? And I pointed out the other day, it's interesting, we're seeing these state legislatures move toward trying to clean up the election system, but they weren't really there to try and deal with the obvious fraud as it was happening last November. They weren't backing the president of the United States. And again, Trump was a tremendous disappointment as far as I'm concerned. But if we don't have honest, verifiable elections, then we, the people, have been totally disenfranchised from the government. Another way of putting that is the government has become illegitimate. It is an occupying power. And we've seen around the world how populations under the control of an occupying power don't react to it very, very well at all. Okay. Down in Cancun, they were having a gender reveal party, which ended in a plane crash diving into the ocean. Okay. Americans are still afraid to go to live sporting events, even if literally everyone has been vaccinated or tested negative. Okay, we've got another caller on the line, Mark in North Carolina. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Let me just lower this thing a little bit. Yeah, you were talking about Ukraine, and, you know, I think I mentioned something about yesterday. I don't think it's going to come to an actual war between the U.S. and Russia. Why? Not because of our civilian leadership, but I think the Pentagon knows the generals and the top colonels and stuff. They know they're smart enough to realize this would be a lose-lose situation for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If it stays conventional, we get our butts kicked. And, of course, if it goes nuclear, that could be the end of the planet as we know it. And you won't have to worry about social distancing or anything else like that. You know, masks, like you said, masks. You won't worry about vaccines. It'll be all over if that happens. So I think people in the Pentagon are going to be wise enough, you know, not to get involved. They may try to make Russia look bad, you know, maybe get more sanctions on them, which would be really nothing to Russia right now. They're in very good economic shape. They've got a great trading partnership with China,
mm-hmm.
Iran, I believe India, and some other countries. And I really don't. So I think that's basically it, because I don't really think they think we could defeat Russia in a land war. That part of the world. I mean, this is all Russian territory.
Well, just to play devil's advocate with you, I think much of the leadership in the Pentagon are very heavily economically linked with the defense contractors. Certainly, they're looking forward to very cushy, well-paying jobs after they finish their 20 in the military. And they may not be concerned who wins or loses a conventional war as long as it grinds up those weapons and justifies more spending on more weapons to replace them. And they may be deluding themselves that they can avoid a nuclear conflict. Look, we didn't do well in Afghanistan, but it still made a lot of money for the defense contractors. We didn't do very well in Iraq. They're trying to ask us to leave, but the military contractors did very well. And it's Eisenhower warned us, the military-industrial complex has a tremendous amount of influence over the United States government. And if they say we're not making enough money, let's start a war. I mean, we've been hearing that again, going back to the Project for the New American Century.
Yeah, but Mike, we're not talking about getting to, you know, being bogged down in a guerrilla war like we were in Vietnam or then again in Iraq, Afghanistan, and all that. We're talking about taking on a major power that would probably not only swallow up the whole Ukraine. And by the way, if you notice in Georgia, we didn't get involved in Georgia in 2008 when Russia wasn't even anywhere near as powerful as they are right now. Mm-hmm. And they were starting to get, you know, their strength back then. And, you're talking about a major defeat, even talking about the possibility of NATO countries being overrun, especially in Eastern Europe. This would not look good for these guys at the Pentagon, even if they had their designs on getting jobs once they got out, you know? And I don't think they're that great. They don't want to go down in history as being losers, of getting the ignominious defeats of the United States. Maybe
didn't stop us in Vietnam. We went down as losers there, and we certainly haven't won in Afghanistan or Iraq. And I think the situation here is, again, it's being driven by money for the military-industrial complex. And what's really going to be the telling signal is if Ukraine just goes into the Donbass, then it's an internal issue. And you'll be right, it's not going to escalate from there. But if Ukraine goes into Crimea, then that is an affront that the Russian republics are going to have to respond to. And with all this talk about the U.S. unwaveringly supporting Ukraine, to me that looks like the open door of starting World War III and making it look like Russia's to blame.
Oh, I think even if they start in the Donbass, Russia's going to get involved this time. They're not going to let the western part of Ukraine get away with crimes against the Russian people. They're not just Putin's in too much under too much pressure in his own country for that. They will respond, and they will respond, with quite a bit of force, because that's their. It's just like, let's say in Mexico. Well, let's say Texas does secede from the United States, and Russia goes and arms the Texans, okay, or China arms the Texans. What do you think we would do? All right? No, they're not going to let this. The whole Ukraine has really traditionally been part of Russia, especially the eastern part.
Well, that was the reason for the coup d'etat in Kiev a few years back, is because they were, you know, moving toward the Russian republics rather than toward the EU.
You're right. But this time, I think they're, and especially as this organized as country is right now, all the problems we've got going on right now, the purge going on in the military right now, looking for Trump supporters, you can't have a very, the military is not in, demoralized. Is that, I'm telling you, I would think generals are smarter than that. I know they're not the smartest people in the world. I know there's some, but especially the Joint Chiefs, they usually get up there by having a head up, somebody's behind. But the thing is, they don't want to go down. I think they do know enough about military strategy, and they do have enough people telling them, don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. Do not get involved in a land war with Russia. It's a lose-lose situation, and it could, of course, result in the end of the planet, as we know it, too. That's
yes.
The most extreme result. But even if just losing a conventional war, we're not that, Vietnam was still a guerrilla war, but if you're talking about taking on another power, we haven't really done that since, I don't know, World War II.
Correct.
Okay. We really haven't done it since World War II. It's as if we would have been defeated by Germany. Okay? I'm not saying the Russians are Germany. They're not. I consider Russia as a very decent country, a very Christian country today. Right now, they probably have more freedom than we do. at this point in time.
Yes,
you know,
I would agree with that.
So, but the thing is, this would look very bad, and like I said, this could result in hundreds of thousands of troops being killed, and even more. I mean, this, you know, we're not talking, you know, like I said, this is not Iraq, this is not Afghanistan, this is not Vietnam, there's not any of that stuff, it's not even Korea. This is, you're talking about, you know, one of the major superpowers, one of the major three superpowers in the world today. And there's also the possibility China could be involved. I really don't think they're crazy. And the rest of NATO...
Well, I would hope that, but then I think war itself is a pretty crazy thing to begin with. And a few months ago, we ran a story about how the U.S. Army's doctrine was being shifted from police actions in these small backwater countries into dealing with a great power conflict. And so it looks like they were getting ready to do this.
Well, all I can say is, let's pray that doesn't happen, because it would be disastrous.
I don't want it to happen. I hope it won't happen, but I'm seeing so many things being reported in so many areas, and I'm seeing so much tough talk. And we know that this government has a bad habit of every time they get into a terrible economic situation, they get into a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and boy, are those sabers being rattled right now.
I mean, Mike, you would have to have a draft anyway. If it goes anywhere fast, like a week, you'd have to have it, and you'd have to have a quick draft. Now, can you imagine all the turmoil going on in this country? If you want to reunite the right and the left, okay, real quickly, just have a draft and see what happens. Just see what happens. Okay.
Well, the Pentagon may be making the same strategic mistake that Nazi Germany did toward the end of World War II, where they de-emphasized ground troops in favor of the high-tech wonder weapons. And we've been hearing, about the new drones and hypersonic missiles. And the Pentagon may be thinking about fighting this next war more with the robotic weapons than with real human beings.
Yeah, but the Russians
now,
have
course,
the same thing.
That's the mistake they made in Vietnam. Better. They thought they could win that war from the air, and they really didn't need that many boots on the ground.
Yeah, but the Russians have the same kind of weapons. If anything, their
yes,
weapons are
do.
Better than ours right now. So,
they,
I mean,
yes,
you know, where
do.
Would that go? I mean, you know, if you have a, you know, they, unfortunately, AI is the thing of the future. I wish it wasn't, but, you know, just saw a movie last night on Prime about a robot dog that got away with, I think it was AIQ, something like that. It was kind of cute, but it showed you what these, the way they're trying to make robots seem like sympathetic characters. You know what I mean? Like you should feel for these robots. I don't feel for a robot. I feel a robot is a machine, and a dangerous machine at that, even if you make it look like a dog or make it look like a human being. But, you know, that's the way things are, but you're probably right. A war between the U.S. and Russia would at least involve a lot of robot-like, you know, drones and stuff. But you still have plenty of ground, because we don't have that many yet, and they don't have that many yet. So it would still be ground troops. And the ground troops, by the way, if it stayed in that area, would be under the enormous, destruction by these modern weapons, you know, even if it didn't turn nuclear. I mean, these are devastating weapons that both of us sides have.
Yes.
So, you know, you're talking about total disaster. That's why I believe something may happen with the Ukraine now, because I think they're being misled to the thing that the United States will be involved. But I think it's just going to be Russia will probably take over the entire eastern Ukraine, probably leave Kiev alone if Kiev doesn't push too far. And I think that's where it's going to end. But, you know, I can't guarantee that. Who am I? I'm nobody. I got a high school diploma. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do like to study history, and I like, you know, I like to study current events, military affairs. I was in the military and all that, but I'm far from an expert. It's just from what I gather, I don't think we're yet. I think the politicians in this country, many of them are on the psych drugs.
You got a demented old fool there in the White House that can barely make it up a flight of stairs. Okay. But you do, and, you know, his thinking process is, you know, very dubious. But I do think that the, you know, the top people at the Pentagon are smart enough not to do something like that. But we'll see what happens, you know. I just pray that, you know, for the best.
Well, I certainly hope for the best either, but I got to tell you, my instincts are telling me that this could easily go major. Anyway, Mark, thanks an awful lot for the phone call.
Okay.
We have phone lines open, area code 512-248-8252. Doesn't have to be about Ukraine, but that's obviously where the focus is going to be right now. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Mike. You mentioned the Project for New American Century. Did
yes.
you know that Victoria Nuland's husband was a co-founder of PNAC?
Who?
Victoria Nuland, the
yes.
person who was in the Obama administration at the State Department, is now there again.
Yes.
And who, So, you know, funny.
She's got
things,
an ugly, ugly history of, you know, interfering with other countries' governments.
Yes, she does. Yes, this. That was a hallmark of the Obama administration, and we come full circle again. It's Obama's third term. And as far as military officers not following orders from their first caller was in Michael, North Carolina, I find that totally implausible.
Yes.
Yes. This guy lives in a fantasy land. I hate to be one of the bashers now, but come on, quit apologizing for the Biden administration. Quit thinking that, oh, I believe in national socialism, but not the way it was in the 1930s. If you look at history, if you open up your books and you actually get past high school history, you'll realize that's exactly what national socialist Germany did.
Yes.
They kicked out the bankers, and they rejuvenated their economy. And it wasn't run by the corporatists. The corporatists were under the heel of the government. And if you didn't do what they wanted, you didn't get the contracts, period. And anyhow, I've got dog issues. I'm sure there's other callers, but you get my point here, Mike. I mean, Mike, so I'm sorry. I'll let you go now. Appreciate it.
All right, not a problem here. Actually, we're not getting a lot of callers today, and I figure it's probably as we get close. I mean, tomorrow's Good Friday, and people are probably out doing their Easter shopping and getting their baskets ready for the kiddies and whatnot. So, again, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. Does not have to be about Ukraine, but I am interested in hearing what your view of the current situation is. Meanwhile, getting on back to COVID news, Delta Airlines has become the first major airline the final major airline to begin selling the middle seat on airplanes. And it's going to begin selling the middle seats on May 1st, meaning that on that date, every major airline in the United States will once again have middle seats in the entire plane. This is since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Down in Charlottesville, State Supreme Court Justice Bernard Goodwin has said that, as a matter of fact, these Confederate statues can be removed, and both statues were erected long before the passage of a law regulating the disturbance of or interference with war memorials or monuments. And so they're, again, erasing our history down there. Over in Texas, their Attorney General Ken Paxton is saying that Texans are paying an estimated $855 million per year to cover the cost of illegal immigration. And he's saying Texas cannot continue to foot the bill for those who are skirting the law. And he's absolutely right. You know, Biden's border policies are impoverishing the American border states. And it's very unfair that the taxpayers in those states are paying more money in taxes and getting less services back from the state governments because the states are being forced to deal with the illegal immigrants coming over the border. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials here. Phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are seeing reports from foreign news sources that the Ukrainian Army Chief of Staff has openly announced the start of the campaign in Donbass. So it looks like it's definitely on. We're going to go back to the phones now to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Michael, good day to you.
Good day.
What's on my mind right now, Mike, is, you know, Ukraine's one thing, but let's talk about what's really going on here. And I have to bring this up, Mike. The governor today in Montana, have you heard of what he's doing?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, well, the governor here in the state of Florida is going to go on board with him. I believe the governor may be in Texas, maybe. I don't know about Abbott. Maybe one of your callers will call in. Well, the governor today just signed an executive order in the state of Montana. We will not have sanctuary cities. Anybody who promotes sanctuary cities will be arrested. Basically,
good.
He's getting real hard-nosed. Yes,
good.
And it's finally, Ron DeSantis is doing the same thing, Mike. I guess they're listening to your show with me. Because now a lot of other governors are falling in place. This should never been tolerated, never should have been allowed. Like I said, Mike, people, white trash, should have been arrested for allowing this, for our country to be invaded in these states. And these bluer states are going to get bluer and bluer because all these illegals are going to vote Democrat for the free handouts for the next 100 years. So
yes.
I hope everybody's listening, Mike. And Ukraine is one thing. And we're going to have a problem with Kim Jong-un in North Korea, too. That's coming next, Mike. I
yes.
went out, this guy shoots an EMP off in the middle of the Midwest before it's all over. with this bumbling buffoon Biden. This guy is a Bolshevik and sheep's clothing Biden. That's my opinion, Mike. Okay? And I'll tell you, Kamala Harris, you know who Kamala Harris is married to. Look it up. Look who her husband was, what he endorses. Now, Mike, going back to this governor of Montana, this gentleman here finally must have been listening to your show or somebody. Because, Mike, you've been saying it all along for at least 3 years that I remember. Title 8 is a violation of our Constitution. You can be punished with severe penalty under the under law and just under our constitutional declaration. Now, we are a free republic, Mike, but we've allowed these dirty Democrat leftist communists to sneak into our country and take it over through Hollywood and every other stinking avenue they can muster. Now, Joe McCarthy was 100% right, Mike, back in the 50s when he said our country is full of communism. Hollywood is full of communist Zionists, Bolshevik Marxism, Mark, Mike. Now, what's going on today with Ron DeSantis here in Florida, Mike, he's seconding the motion, and he already has it, but he's going to get stricter because the Herald reported DeSantis could even be stricter than the governor of Montana, Mike. Did you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Now, also they're going after Congressman Matt Gaetz for supposedly being with a 17-year-old girl, which is a lie. They're going after all these Republicans. Even the rhinos are on board with these Democrats like Murkowski. I mean, these Democrats, rhinos are disgraceful, Mike. They're absolutely deplorable what they have done to our country with these demon rat white trash. It's horrible. Now, we finally got a couple men who got some big balls saying we're not going to allow our Anglo-Caucasian culture to go away. We're not going to allow it, Mike. We are in the majority. We're not the minority. The asphalt's not going to tell the gasoline what to do no more. That's what we need to do in all these red states. If all these red state governors are smart, Mike, they would listen to your narrative that you are breaking law by allowing the Title 8 of the Constitution to be broken. We cannot allow that no more, Mike. Everywhere I go, I'm at Home Depot right now, Mike. I'm sitting in the parking lot talking to you. And I can tell you right now, there's 30 guys. It's raining. We had a big rainstorm. It's called Mike, your answerer. And we got 30 guys over there trying to jump in my truck. And when the pouring rain, they want to find jobs, Mike.
Yes.
But in the meantime, where are all these people staying? In Section 8 homes, Mike? Tell me what's going on, please. What are these people doing? They're getting food stamps. They're getting welfare checks. And they're still trying to get jobs. Any kind of job they can. I don't blame them. But, Mike, we got Americans who can't find work. And you got all this competition.
Exactly.
Then you got this Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez. When you call her service, Mike, my name is Ignacio Ocasio-Cortez. Who is she? Now, Mike, if I were to say, my name is Alcoy Atong Libak. If I were to say that, you think they would allow that, Mike? Our Congress is going to allow a bunch of people to call and say, well, I want to speak German. I don't want English. I don't want Spanish. I want German. I'm the majority. I am the majority in the United States. I want to speak German. Correct, Mike?
Who knows what the Congress would do in response to that? The fact is, the United States does not have an official language. It never has had, unlike Canada, which has two.
Well, our government does have official language. It's called English, Mike. Millions of men went to the battlefield. They didn't take German and they didn't take Spanish lessons. They didn't speak German. They didn't speak Spanish on the battlefield when they won these wars for our country. They spoke English. So that's what I say. Our country is an English-speaking country. Our government's run in English. We don't need all this nonsense where, hey, we don't have to, pretty soon, Mike, we have to speak Chinese. Now we got all these Chinese screaming all racism, how a white man's racist. Why are they coming here then, Mike? Why are all these people coming here for white man so bad? Why? Why don't they stay in their own country to make it better
free
in their own
handouts.
Country, Mike?
They're getting free handouts. Oh. They're getting free stuff,
well,
free
Mike,
medical
we're gonna
care.
We're going to stop that free handout. We're going
to
stop giving free
we
handouts. There's not going
to
be no more free handouts.
All right, well, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I'll bet you can't make it here.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines, we have some lines open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha. I have two things that's on my mind. If we go to war, there's a lot of the parts that come from other countries. And
yes.
If those countries cut us off, we'll just have to stop the war real quick, and we may be up to our necks in gators as we're crossing the stream, and not realize that, you know, we've ventured too far into something that we don't produce anymore. And
yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the reasons why the United States was on the winning side in big mistake number one and big mistake number two is we were one of the world's premier manufacturing powerhouses. And we're not that anymore, because it's all been offshored.
Yes, and the other thing that concerns me is I've been listening to your show since 2008, whenever they were doing TARP. The thing is, when Fukushima came in and had the disaster happen, you indicated that General Electric has designed almost all the nuclear power plants.
Yes.
And in that design, they have designed in flaws, and they're only supposed to last 13 years. So how many nuclear plants do we have that should be going offline and not be used anymore because their 13 years are up? And the other thing is, how are they storing those rods? Because Fukushima, I think, from what I can remember, was storing them up in the ceilings or something bizarre. It was
yeah,
so...
They were. They were just putting them up in the rafters there, and nobody's ever worked out a solution on how they're going to store that stuff. I mean, they were talking about a national disposal site in the Yucca Mountains. That really has not worked out all that well. I remember, I think it was about 3-4 years ago when there were these massive floods in the middle of this country where there was a nuclear power station that was storing their spent nuclear rods in these outdoor water-filled pools, and the concern was that the floodwaters could breach those pools, and you'd have this highly contaminated water flowing downstream from there. So it's been handled kind of recklessly.
I think it's time that America stop and keep our nose in our own business for a change, and just work on the problems that we have. Just the idea that the Pacific Ocean, if we were to even tackle that, the trash that's out there, and like you mentioned the other day, all these face masks are starting to be on little animals that are, you know, killing them because, well, as the article was saying yesterday, they've got asbestos in them, and here we are breathing that. I think that was horrible. That China's sending over a product that has asbestos, and here we've got it stuck on our face.
Well, it's not asbestos. It's graphene, and whereas asbestos would be illegal in the United States of America, graphene is not. It doesn't mean it's not harmful, but if the law says it's okay to make, companies are going to make it because it's cheap and they make more money. As far as cleaning up the ocean, there are volunteer groups trying to do that, but it's really, just a drop in the ocean, quite literally. The United States is in terrible shape on several fronts. The nuclear power area is certainly one of them. Instead of building all these weapons and threatening the world with them, we should have been working on fusion power or thorium cycle reactors, which are far less toxic and far less dangerous. Again, it's whatever they can make the most money on.
Well, that was my comment, and I thank you for your comment because I'm stressed about it, but, you know, it's hard to hold the reins whenever I thought we had one president, and he might have tried to tackle it, but I know Biden's not going to even think about it. But thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to chime in on this Russia-Ukraine Crimea situation, and there's a couple reasons. You hit on a couple. Mark hit on a couple. There's no such thing in our doctrine anymore as victory. And how would you define victory over Russia? And if you would define victory, they would define defeat, and they would launch. Same thing with us.
Yes.
So this goes on to the same thing that I've been talking about. That has been ever since the end of World War II. Our military is not about a victory. It's about grinding up resources and prolong 20-year war in Afghanistan, going on 20-year in Iraq. For what? There's no objective. Nobody's ever said there was an objective. How do you define victory and defeat? The victory is the contractors churning out to their contracts and the congressmen getting their campaign donations and the army and the military guys getting promoted.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And that's why we have these very expensive, not really usable weapon systems like the F-35, the Zumwalt destroyer, the Gerald R. Ford. I mean, they're all boondoggles. They're very expensive boondoggles. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, if we do get into a shooting war with anybody, with any great power, it's going to be an embarrassment. I mean, you know, we're definitely going to lose this next one.
Well, Mike, if you look at the Ukraine and how, if the Ukraine had been neutral, which it was up until 2011 or something, right?
Yes.
Then Russia has a very defensible border. But
yes.
Even with the Ukraine split in half, you'll see that now that it's like a soft underbelly under Moscow for 600 miles is open. Right.
Yes.
They can be outflanked and all that, and deep into the, you know, the very vitals of that country. And by the way, of the 26 or 28 million people who died in World War II, probably 15 million of them million of them died in or for the Ukraine, and they're not going to let that go. That's absolutely their core interest. And by the way, the Marine Corps is getting rid of all their tanks. This is the step. This is the breadbasket of Europe. It's like Iowa, right? This is tank. This is Kursk country.
Yes.
Stalingrad, by the way, also, it would cut off, the Volga would cut off Russian oil from the south. So this is not something they're doing, and we're going to fight them with an armor-poor army, which is ours, very armor-poor, and a bunch of transgender soldiers waiting for their operations?
Yes.
I mean, it ain't going to work, Mike. This isn't the same army it even was 10 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right. We're going to lose this one. I'm sorry, but we are.
Yeah. This is. And the only people who would win are as you pointed out, the contractors, the congressmen who will take the money from the contractors.
Right.
And that's it. That's really it. But that's all you need.
No, and if the war goes against the United States, it'll just take their money and they'll bug out and go someplace where they think they can be safe for the rest of their lives.
Mike, another thing that I think I sent you the other day on, you were talking about the Chinese-Iranian cooperation.
Yes.
And also Turkey opened up a big Chinese plant. They announced the deal. Remember, I've spoken of it before, and we've talked about it. The Mackinder, the Scottish geopolitical strategist who came out with the Heartland theory in like 1900,
yes,
where whoever controls the world island, which is the Eurasian landmass, mm-hmm, and the Heartland is defined as China, Mongolia, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, Turkey controls the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, and that's the alliance that's emerging now. We're seeing Turkey, Russia, Iran.
Yep.
Pakistan, China,
mm-hmm, yes,
with borders on the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the South China Sea, the Mediterranean, the Persian Gulf, the Arctic Ocean, and the Black Sea, and the Baltic, and can do all that with rail lines. And that's what's emerging right now, because for the last 50 years, we've been following a foreign policy that's not good for us. It's good for Israel. whatever our foreign policy has been is not good for us. It's good for Israel. So, that has been our predominant foreign policy, where we focus our diplomatic and our military power, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, you know the list. There's no good has come of this for the United States. It's taken out of a lot of Israel's enemies, but not ours. And now we're broke, Our military is almost broken, and we haven't advanced our own interests one iota.
No. It's all about the bankers and the defense contractors, and you know that's why Eisenhower called it the military-industrial complex. It was just a way of bleeding more money from the American people with the constant state of war.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and they don't care at all. And that goes back to World War II. Anything post-World War has been all about that. And thankfully, Eisenhower, as a supreme commander in Europe and a five-star general and a chief of staff of the Army, knew how to navigate and control these guys, but nobody since him has been able to do so.
No, they don't want to because the military-industrial complex simply buys the government they want. That's why Tulsi Gabbard got zero traction when she was running for president last year. I mean, she's been in a combat zone herself. She knows what war is, and she's very much anti-war. And the instant she came out and said that, I said, "Oh, she's never going to get anywhere." Because the military-industrial complex will have their contacts in the press demonize her and smear her. And once again, by the time we actually get to the polling places, we have a pre-selected group of puppets for the military-industrial complex and the bankers to choose from. And especially with last November, that didn't even matter anyway because the election was stolen.
Well, Mike, one more thing, and you've got to have callers, I'm sure, but the bankers, one thing, the bankers and the media, all owned by the same people, let's be clear who they are. They're Israeli firsters, to be kind, say it that way.
Okay.
But there's two things that they will never allow in a presidential candidate or any candidate. And one is they will never allow the primacy of us fighting to the last American soldier for Israel, which when Tulsi Gabbard went to Syria and said that we should be treating with Assad, that was the end for her.
Yes,
it
was.
That was it for her. That was it. The other thing is, anything at all that advances a white political identity, that the bankers, the Jews, let's be frank, the Jews will absolutely put the kibosh on.
Yes.
And that's what happened to Trump. So... at any rate, that's my deal for the day, Mike. Thanks for giving me the time.
All right, you've got it, and we're going to switch over to John in Wisconsin. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to talk about the guns problem we got now going on. And a foreigner comes in our country and shoots it up, and instead of punishing the people that do the crime, they want to punish the people that got shot or killed or the victims, and take the guns away so more people can come in here and shoot us. And,
for gun control, it's not about crime because criminals generally get their guns through non-legitimate sources, and I'm sure that along with all the drugs that are being smuggled into this country, there are probably a lot of these small disposable handguns, the Saturday night specials, that are being smuggled in as well. And the criminals will buy that. They'll commit a crime and just toss the gun away so it can't be traced back to them.
That's right, yeah. And I like to say, too, that, if you own property, you only own that property if somebody somewhere is with a gun says you own it. And if they get all your guns taken away from you, then they're going to consider you a barnyard animal, and we don't let barnyard animals have guns.
Well, we're being treated like barnyard animals anyway these days. We're being told what foods we must eat, what foods we can't eat, what drugs we must take, what drugs we're not allowed to take. We're being treated like livestock.
Right. A little mention on taxes. I talked to a guy one time, and I says, if you buy something for $10, I said, well, $99 of that $10 is taxes. And he says, no, it isn't. $9.50 is hidden taxes there.
You're close to it. It's about two-thirds. When you buy a product off the shelf at the local supermarket, about two-thirds of that price is taxes applied, you know, at the point of manufacture, at the point of shipping, at the point of reception, at the point of the warehouse. It was even worse in Hawaii, where we had this accumulating tax that basically was 15% on anything that we bought at the store. And they're going to come up with new taxes. I mean, Biden announced before he was even anointed that he was going to be raising taxes. And now they're talking about trillions of dollars of new taxes to go for this new Green New Deal that they're talking about.
All right. And there's another one here. You know, when a guy told me a long time ago that your rights end where the other guy's nose begins, and most people don't quite get that. People nowadays don't care where your nose is. They want to run over you, all your rights.
Yeah, we're getting that from the liberals. Okay, John, I got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We've got callers for the last segment of our program, and we will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy.
Welcome back to our show here, the last segment of the program today. We're going to go back to the phones to David in San Francisco. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Michael.
Yeah, there were a couple of things. A woman that was talking about the Fukushima and the coolant ponds.
Yes.
She's right, and it was an amazing thing. If you looked at the photographs of that building, the rods, if I remember right, they're 18 feet long. They may be longer than that, but they're pretty darn long. So they have this swimming pool that is hanging off the top of the building to the side. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be water, 18, like imagine an 18-foot deep water a swimming pool hanging off the side of a building way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
What they do is they have a gripper that grabs the fuel rod and it drags it along a track, but it tries to keep it in the water, and then it dips it down into the reactor, and then they store the extra rods way up there in that swimming pool. And so it's when Fukushima happened, the building started leaning and cracking, and you had, if those things get exposed to air, they burst into flames, and the smoke comes, it's radioactive smoke.
Yes.
So, and it's Westinghouse and General Electric designed those. And the famous filmmaker Kurosawa, Japanese filmmaker, he made one of his last films was a four-part film. It was four different stories in one film. Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, it's called Red Sky.
Yes.
And it's about the building of a nuclear power plant in a stupid zone.
Yes.
And if I remember right, in the 11th century, there was a massive tsunami that went so far inland that the people of Japan put up stone markers to show how far the tsunami had gotten in there.
Yes.
And when they were doing the planning for Fukushima, they refused to acknowledge those markers. And they basically, they said that's preposterous. There couldn't have possibly been a tidal wave that deep. And they went ahead and built Fukushima. But to make it worse, they had a 100-foot cliff where the reactors are now. And they basically leveled that cliff so they could put it closer down to the shore.
Yes,
and so
they did.
If there was a tsunami that had gotten past an 100-foot cliff to go that deep in there, that was just amazing that they were, you know, it's stupidity and willfulness beyond measure.
It really is, and all of the Japanese nuclear plants along that part of the coast suffered damage except for one. I believe is Kanagawa, because the manager who supervised its construction insisted on much higher protection for tidal waves, and unfortunately he passed away before the earthquake and tsunami happened, so he couldn't enjoy his vindication. But that one that he built was the only Japanese nuclear reactor that did not suffer any damage.
Sure. Yeah, and I guess I hear the music, but the last thing is they found counterfeit parts in almost every one of the nuclear power plants, and they shut them all down and went solar, and they're solar today.
Well, it's a big problem. Anyway, I need to let you go, and
yeah, take care.
It's the end of our program. I apologize to those callers that are still on hold. Please try and call in early tomorrow, and we'll pick you up at that point. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller's show, and Steve Elkins is going to be sharing the microphone there as well. Spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.